Eitthvað íslenskt? Það næsest frá hljóðsynni Varmland.
Það er annars hér í rými sem að þau eru.
Sprâncene galbene.
5 Bells Flute Cello Guitar
5 Glockenflöte
Cello Flöte
Cello
Guitar
Early morning.
6. Report of a voice found. 6. Sonderbericht. Stimmenfund.
Haket kom. Aje.
Vahallur, hindur, samtur. Du hæð, eis.
Seven. A concert and a talk. 7. Ein Konzert und ein Zelt. With that title. Local gentle breeze. Eight. A quiz about Legion. 8. Ein Radio Quiz. Nein. On some rhythms. Leben zurück,
scène, une situation prometteuse.
Du moment donc j'avais Yakuta.
Mais non.
Kannst du uns den Sturm der vergangenen Nacht zeichnen? Den Sturm, der uns noch in den Knochen sitzt. Und unsere Angst um unser leuchtend blaues Dach, das über uns von einem Windböenschlag krachte und knackte, das uns unsere hochgeschreckten Ohren den Schlaf zerrissen. Kannst du uns auch die Regengüsse zeichnen, die der Sturm wieder und wieder an unser Hausdach gepeitscht hat? Diese Tropfen werden durch den Fjord in unsere Bucht gejagt. Prasselnde Wolkenschleppnetze, die Hänge fluten. Einer hat gestern am Hang gegenüber schon 50 Wasserfälle gezählt. Und kannst du dazu noch die wachsende Kälte zeichnen, die uns mitnachts in den stiefelhochnassen Keller getrieben hat und mit schlaftrunkenen Händen die Wärme wieder die Wände hinauffließen zu lassen.
La lumină, imaginile se retragă în stufărișul nopții trecute. Împăcarea cuprinde o clipă râul și frunzele cu brațe de amiază. Am nevoie de lumină ca să desenez.
I need light to draw.
Thank you.
Preamătă aerul de sprâncene galbene.
Die Luft schimmert von gelben Augenbrauen.
În timp ce poposesc în scorușul păsăresc. Le ascultăm.
Und von Flötentönen und tiefhitzigem Geschnäbel aus dem Vogelbeerbaum.
Ca să le observăm, trebuie să ne prefacem că nu le vedem.
Nicht hinschauen. Zu scheu.
Nu ne mănâncă din palmă. De ce ignoră zile întregi, săptămâni, semințele pe care le-am pus în par anume pentru ele?
Mit dem Vogelfutter spielt nur der Wind.
Doar vântul ia cu plăcere tot ce-i stă în putere.
Nur einmal.
Și totuși, una din ele s-a întors către mine odată.
Blicke getauscht.
Mi-a îngăduit chiar să o privesc în ochi.
Freude.
Dar asta pentru că nu era în apele ei atunci. Până la urmă s-a ridicat înapoi înspre copac.
The yellow eyebrow is called... Ah, here I have the English one. Red wing. In your book it's called how?
In Romanian it's called Sturzul viilor.
We're speaking about Turtus iliacus, Rotdrossel. I was amazed about they described the sounds here. How do they mention the sounds in your book too?
Cântecul variază de la un individ la altul, dar constant pentru același individ.
Among the most common beginning themes are,
printre cele mai comune teme de început sunt un kire, kire, chore,
chire, chire, chore.
They say here.
And singing consists of two parts. First, some loud flute tones. They say they write here. And then a deep and a long ongoing agitated chirping is the second part of the singing.
There's only one more sentence. In migrație, sunetul este alungit. They say that during migration, one can hear very thin choir sounds coming from them.
Þú rátt verið með fleiri. Já. Sýr, hann er ekki eitt. Hér er...
Við erum svona að velda hann að fyrir.
CEDIS-Fjordur, Sonderbericht, Stimmenfund. Wir berichten vom Bjolur. Sorgfältig unter Steinschichtungen verdeckt, einem Schutzschild gleich, fanden Forscher Ungewöhnliches. Schmale braune Streifen, auf Spindeln gewickelt, in kleinen Kassetten aufbewahrt. 3 Kassetten im DAT-Format, eine frühe Form digitaler Tonaufzeichnung, wie das Tonstudio technisch bestätigte. Doch die Fragen der beteiligten Forscher nach Abschluss der Frequenzanalysen zeigten unerwartete Zuordnungsprobleme. Rasch bestimmt, was es raue Gerede als Stimme eines Raben. Charaktervoll und charismatisch. Aufwendiger dann die Auswertung menschlicher Laute, geformt als rhythmisch angeordnete Wortpartikel. Es klärte sich als mehrsprachiges Spiel aus Sprachkursen. Ein Rätsel blieben die restlichen Klänge. Eine Art Ringen nach Luft. In Form vokaler Gesten und tanzender Stimmfiguren. Spannend dazu ist die spekulative These, es sei der Sprechakt eines Trolls, geäußert von Dr. Gudjonsdottir. Auffallend ist auch die Anordnung der 3 Stimmen, in trialogischer Wechselrede ausgeführt, die den Fund als Nacherzählung einer Begegnung nahelegt.
Kaket kom.
Lægir, léttir til, logn, sólin, foss.
Del accidente en el Congreso de los Diputados, en poco más de hora y media.
Some stories are too bleak. Next time, I probably won't.
En la crónica rosa tengo...
Check, check, mic, check, 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 hello, hello, yes. Good evening, audience. Welcome again to tonight's live concert. It's Scala, the foundation for sound art and experimental music. We are happy to introduce to you Fabia with the project 9 radio windows from CEDIS Fjordur. And I'm glad to announce that that tonight's program includes an artist's talk right after the concert. Yes. Now, after the break, the performance continues with radio window number 7, entitled Local Gentle Breeze.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was a gentle
local
breeze
by Fabia.
May I now invite you to the talk? To come here to the table, please. Thank you. Good evening again. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Let's start right away.
Yes.
This one can start now.
Yes. We can do it. Life, the name for the winds. Wind is?
Wind.
And storm?
Fortuna.
That's close to luck, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Then, like the gentle breeze?
Briză ușoară.
Okay. And then the famous Durchzug.
Current. It's like the electricity.
Ah, okay. I see. Mm-hmm. Are there any special named winds which you know?
It comes one in my mind, Zephyr. It's a smooth spring wind.
Greek, Zephyros.
Mm-hmm.
The one which comes from the mountain.
Smooth, warm wind which blows in the springtime from the west.
It's a wind god, and he was worshipped as the Bote, as Frühlingsbote, as the announcer of springtime, mm-hmm. and the one who makes the seeds ripe.
Mm-hmm.
I know some old paintings with Zephyr.
Like in The Birth of Venus?
Yes. But also, let's have a look. Ah, here we have it. In der bildenden Kunst wird Zephyr in Sandro Botticelli's Der Frühling gezeigt. And it is shown how the Zephyr is blowing to the nymph Chloris.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What we had in Sadie's studio was not a Zephyr.
No, that was more like a Krivots.
That sounds dangerous.
Krivots.
What's that translated?
This is the frozen, harsh wind coming from Siberia, Russia. Powerful, cold and strong wind. It blows from the northeast.
Yes, this was the same as it is you do.
Good evening, schönen guten Abend und willkommen,
and welcome at tonight's
beim heutigen Windows to the World quiz. Unser heutiges Thema ist Island, genauer der Osten Islands, Austurland. Wie unsere regelmäßigen Hörer wissen, eröffnet Ihnen unser Windows to the World Quiz ein weit gefächertes Fragenspektrum zum jeweiligen Ort und beginnt mit einer kurzen Orientierung.
Do you remember how long it took to go there?
Let me see. From Keflavik to Reykjavik, about half an hour. Then from Reykjavik to Akureyri, 8. Then we had the staying overnight. And from Akureyri to Egilstadir, 6 hours with the bus. And from Egilstadir to Seyðisfjörður, was it like half an hour? I would say 44 hours.
Thank you.
It is 30 hours.
Pe bune?
No, I'm not joking.
30 Stunden Eindrücke quer durch das ganze Land, vom Westende bis ans Ostende.
Add to meinem
heutigen
Windows to the World Quiz
begrüßen Sie hier aus dem Studio
Denisa Angeluzzo
und Theo Sand.
Good evening.
Schönen guten Abend. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Wir haben im letzten Herbst Islands Osten, Austurland, besucht. Könntest du, bevor wir mit den Quizfragen beginnen, uns noch deinen Eindruck von der Natur in Austurland beschreiben?
Înainte să mergem acolo, îmi imaginam că e un loc acoperit mai mereu de zăpadă și gheață. De fapt, am găsit mult mai multe culori și viață decât aș fi gândit vreodată.
Danke.
Cu plăcere.
Beginnen wir jetzt mit unserem
Windows to the World Quiz.
Erste Frage. Wer oder was ist Rizocarpon geographicum?
The name makes me think of religion.
Yes. Rizocarpon geographicum ist eine Flechte, übersetzt die Landkartenflechte. The Map Legion.
Aha.
Wie schnell wächst die Landkartenflechte?
I suppose it's half a centimeter per year.
Almost. It's even less. Die Landkartenflechte wächst im Jahr um 0,1 Millimeter.
Oh, I see.
Und wie alt wird die Landkartenflechte?
If left undisturbed, for thousands of years or forever?
Die Landkartenflechte kann über 1000 Jahre alt werden.
That's also something.
Das heißt, einige der Rizocarpon geographicum auf Island stammen noch aus der Zeit der Gründung der isländischen Volksversammlung Thing. Um 900 nach Christi Geburt. Now the second question. The winds in Iceland are quite strong. But there is one Icelandic tree which originally grows there and which is able to adapt to the harsh climate and to the strong winds there. Which tree is it? I'm allowed to give you one hint here. You see this tree on the hills just outside Egilstadir when you leave for Seyðisfjörður.
The tiny Icelandic birch.
Yes. And how is it called? Do you know the name of it?
Scientifically?
The common name would be enough.
The downy birch?
Yes. Es ist die Fjellbirke, eine Kreuzung aus Moorbirke und Zwergbirke. Im Lateinischen Betula pubescens, the downy birch. Die dritte Frage. Das Meer um Island ist leergefischt. Es gibt aber noch ausreichend Fische. Fische, die die Isländer ernähren. Fische, die manche von ihnen auch reich machen. Wo kann man diese Fische finden?
Ah, that's easy. on the Icelandic coins.
That's right!
Und leider traurig, aber wahr. Die vierte Frage. Welcher Vogel hat einen markanten gelben Streifen über dem Auge und lebt am Ufer des Fjardera?
It is the shy and energetic red wing we like so much. Turdus iliacus.
Yes, die Rotdrossel, die sich von der Singdrossel durch die gelben Augenbrauen unterscheidet.
Mulțumesc pentru întrebările tale istețe de până acum. Thank you for your witty questions so far. And now one more time back to the wind.
May I add something here?
Yes, please.
The so-called local gentle breeze in Sédisverdure quite often had a more refreshing character of a moderate gale.
Brr, you're right. Danke.
Thank you too for the inspiring talk for this Windows to the World quiz tonight here in the studio.
We hope the listeners are enjoying it as well.
We are going to have a short break with some music now.
Thanks for drawing some rhythms of life.
You know, my drawing already keeps my breathing.
Yes, but also for drawing water, breathing in clouds, breathing in tides, breathing in icebergs. And the rhythms of speech. At Luster Utva Radio hören. Opne New Glucker. Mein Fenster öffnen.
Thank you for capturing the vibrations of life through your sounds.
It was a joy to study all these sounds and the thoughts that came with them. As we could experience again, nature is a continuous source of inspiration.
We humans can be a source of inspiration too, as long as we understand ourselves as part of nature.
We put together our research, impressions, and thoughts. Now it has its shape. 9 radio windows opened. Air, imaginations, and light. Sadie's future, so far.